My name is Oyerunke Oyefuga, your host on Niger Edupreneur Podcasts. Thank you for joining me on this edition as I continue my discussion on the effect of the pandemic disease coronavirus on our education system. As of today, March 21st, 2020, 4 new cases have been reported in Lagos State. I think there are cases in Ekiti, Abuja, Lagos, to mention a few places, and there's a total of 22 reported cases. The emphasis is on reported. I have a strong feeling there are cases that have not been reported, and there hasn't been any reported death so far. So we have 22 cases of coronavirus in Nigeria as a whole, and we are fervently hoping that it stays at that. In the last edition, we talked about the ban on schooling in Lagos State, and since that episode, some other states have taken that bold step to call off schooling. Ekiti, I give it up to Ekiti State. There's been a ban on social activity, social gathering. Emphasis is on social distancing, and to enforce that, public buses in and outside Ekiti, there's been a restriction on mobility in Ekiti State. People, if you don't have any business going out, you shouldn't go out. Offices are near closed down, and I think Okada riders have been told that they are permitted to take only just one passenger. If you're on a commuting bus, the bus driver and just one passenger should sit in front. And I think that is a laudable development. I hope other states would emulate. Because, for instance, in Lagos State, yes, schools have been closed. Religious gatherings, social gatherings, family gatherings, and the sorts have all been banned. But workers still go to school. And I begin to wonder, the child is at home, the mother and father are at work. Are we not leaving room for other issues to start to develop from there? Who then takes care of the child? What's the fate of the child who is left at home by himself or with an adult caregiver, you know, somebody who possibly doesn't even know what to do with the child, or who the child is not even safe around? You know, there are so many issues here, apart from the fact that yes, we have a huge situation with the coronavirus. All right, that aside, today I shall be pointing out some of the already known reasons why online learning will not succeed in Nigeria this 2020. How other types of mobile learning or pro-21st century technology learning can make up for this shortfall. Online learning requires two basic things: a strong internet connection, coupled with a good device on one hand, and electricity to be able to access learning. In this case, the smartphone in Nigeria, whether iOS or Android, would be your best bet when you talk about a good device. Many adult Nigerians themselves still use the type of phone we call palasa, just text and call phone. You wouldn't expect such a parent to make a smartphone or device available for a secondary school student. I'm not even talking about the primary school student here. I know some students, in fact, I know that some preschoolers have tabs, yes, but we are saying that we have more children who don't have than those who have, you know, the exposure to these devices amongst children are still not where they should be. And then asking them to get one for the purpose of learning at this time, there's so much excitement about handling such a device that learning is only how to use the apps, how to use the device, not necessarily how to get the scheme of work or the curriculum covered as at now, you know. And we know that we don't have the kind of system, the kind of government that would provide such devices for our children. We all know that. Internet access in Nigeria is still like buying gold. It is not readily available for all. You know, it's not everyone that can afford internet access. Very few people make use of the Wi-Fi compared to the population. Say, for instance, in Lagos State, I don't know what the percentage is, but I'm sure that most parents would even, they have access to internet at work, and so they do all their downloading and uploading while they're at work, so that they don't have to spend from their salaries, you know, to buy internet. So it's not readily affordable for the citizens of Nigeria. Now let's take a closer look at the teacher who should create these online content and videos. He doesn't have internet access. I'm sure many schools don't even have internet access. When I talk about offices having it, I'm talking about the more corporate settings, which the school is not part of. Most schools do not have internet access, and where they do, it's limited to maybe the admin staff or the school owner alone. It's not something that teachers are have access to. Many of them still prepare their lessons. There are schools that have interactive whiteboards and the sort, but even while you have interactive whiteboards in the schools, you do not have internet access to go on certain websites while teaching your students, you know, to reinforce what it is you're teaching. So now we are looking at the teacher who is supposed to create these contents and videos and then try to translate the classroom learning content into something the kids can access on maybe some Google documents, or on, I don't know, maybe your Hangout. You try to make sure that the kids communicate with you using the social media apps that there are that you can actually use to communicate. The teacher himself does not even have access to the internet. And then sometimes they do not even have the kind of phone. Their phones are not smart enough to do those things. They don't have the Android or the iOS phone. Some of them do not even have, you know, the knowledge to be able to use those things. I've seen teachers who would ask you to help them search, you know, for a topic or a concept online, because they do not even know how to manipulate apps and programs on the phone to create, to look for, research for the information they need, talk less of them creating online content or even presence for their school or for themselves. Now let's talk about the school. The school should encourage teachers to attend trainings and seminars that would expose and motivate them to do more. But school owners are afraid of these teachers knowing so much. They start to crave greener pastures. Providing an ICT suite within the school for staff and students should be one of the things to take away from this pandemic era. Teachers come and go, and whatever we do, the ultimate thought should be advancing the well-being of students everywhere, not necessarily the ones in your school alone, students everywhere, because sometimes you win some, you lose some too. You have kids transfer to your school, and you don't want them to come in on a standard lower than your own pupils, and your teachers are struggling to get them to be at par with the kids that have been in your school, you know. So as much as possible, our thoughts shouldn't just be for the kids in our care alone. We should start to think beyond our school, beyond our immediate students. We should think about our community as well. Teachers, however, have to be more ethical and realize that, as unlike other professions, we cannot up and leave whenever we feel like. We have to be considerate. We have to think about the students in our class care. How many Nigerian teachers can afford to buy a laptop? Yes, we've talked about the smartphone, and then we are taking it a step further. We are saying the laptop, because sometimes there are some things the smartphone limits you, you know, to do. And then you are thinking about the laptop. How many teachers earn enough to be able to set something aside to buy a laptop? You know, how many of them can use a laptop? How many people have electricity or access to electricity to be able to power these laptops we are talking about? That something maybe for some other time. I follow Henry, there's Henry Anumudu on LinkedIn, and I see a lot of what he does. He leads the Sharing Life Africa, and he also consults for Teach for Nigeria. He can be found in low-income communities, providing quality education to children of such communities and helping their mothers, you know, creating a source of livelihood for the mothers so that they can send their children to school. Now we're looking at schools in low-income communities, for instance, in say Lagos State and Ogun State. Ekiti State too has experienced this shutdown, and Oyo State. How many of these children can actually access this online classes we are talking about? You know, so we have to start to think. I don't think we even have to go beyond Lagos State. Even within Lagos State here, there are some local governments that we know that online classes is not going to be possible. Public schools, we have more public schools in some local governments than private schools, and we know that it's a low income environment, you know, it's a low income community, and students there who don't even go to school all days of the week because they have days when they have to make money for the family, are those the ones you are going to be talking to about going online to access learning? We are not there yet. In Nigeria, we are not there yet. I know many people have talked about TV and radio content for children. Yes, there might be some opportunities to explore there. But basically, how do we ensure that learning takes place in the days ahead? We know that the second term is almost over, and at this period many schools have either started writing exams, we're on the verge of writing exams, or have even finished writing exams. So it's a good time in the school calendar for this to have happened. We know that there's not much, you know, to suffer in terms of the curriculum in that wise. So what we're saying in essence is that the content we want to create now, if at all we're looking at online learning, would possibly be to look more at creating content for the third term. Teachers should possibly now start to think about their first 2 weeks of resumption, the topics they have slated for the first 2 weeks of third term, and how they can convert it to content for online classes. That for me is what I think we need to start to look at now. And in the while, if we have topics we've not covered, Nigeria is a country where we thrive so much on buying textbooks, especially in the private schools. We write a long list of books for parents to buy, and at the end of the session, we find that some of them are as good as new. We never turn the pages. It might be a good time to ask the children or the students in our care to read chapters and make notes from them, jot down points, and start to prepare for presentations. You know, if they have access to the internet or to the laptop or the computer, prepare slides, you know, on some topics you have given them. That might be things we want to do in the while, because EduTech is not of so much, it's not going to be, it's not something we can readily lay access to right now. We are not going to be able to do that with the 2-3 weeks of learning left this term. I want to quickly mention as I close, do we really have to write exams this term or every term of the school year for that matter? Is it a necessity? We've had the first and the second CA, and the grades have come out, so the kids know where they stand in terms of learning. I think if the testing system in the school is good enough, I think those should suffice. They should do for an appraisal, you know, of what the kids have been able to do this term. Just me thinking, do we really have to write exams this term? Do we really have to resume third term writing exams? Do we really have to do that? I don't know. Maybe this is an opportunity to start to demystify exams and testing in Nigeria. Every 3 weeks, 2 weeks, the kids write a test, or the kids have to write exams at the end of every term. Maybe we need to start to look at not always basing everything on examinations. In the next episode, we shall be having one very, 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 very savvy, technology-inclined professional teacher, 21st century teacher, on this show with us to talk to us about what we can do to ensure that third-term learning is what we want it to be, whether the coronavirus stays with us or not. Hopefully it doesn't. Have a good day, and thank you once again for joining me. Bye.